And her connection to Guatemala. I mean, she was born in Guatemala. Such an interesting thing, the arc of her life.
It really is. And we have some beautiful beautiful paintings from when she was in Guatemala in 1949 with her husband. There were about a dozen oil paintings when she was still painting in oil. And she went back. She brought students there to study with various artists, watercolorists. And so there is an amazing collection of very colorful Guatemalan landscapes.
She herself was born in Guatemala in Chichicastenango.
I love that word. Don't you just love to say it?
Quite a name. I have to rehearse it. But her father was connected with the kind of thing that Sam Zamuri did with the bananas and the sugar. And it was quite amazing, the relationship of him from Vicksburg, Mississippi, I believe, meeting a woman with English connections, practically semi-royalty, who had been the au pair for the royal children of Belgium and Japan for 3 years. So when you see portraits of her mother and her father, they are very elegant people. And Martha might seem rather casual because she was busily using the paintbrush all the time, but there is much more to her than meets the eye, not just her paintings, but her personality and her goodwill and her determination throughout her lifetime.
Well, I'm curious what place this book occupies in your lives. I mean, you have done so much, Roulac, in preserving information about art and architecture in the South. Does this book have a special place in your heart?
Well, my passion is to inform and educate, shall we say, the entire world.
Why not?
About the South of the United States, which quite often is neglected, not only in the history of art, but I think they believe we're still having a battle in the Civil War, and Robert E. Lee is still running around on his horse along with Stonewall Jackson, of which we are very, very proud, of course, and thrilled. But the South is quite often ignored in the sophisticated world of art, and it is my ambition to make people realize that New Orleans had wonderful artists, and it was a base of operations for South America, Mexico. Think of the Alvarez.
And Spratling.
Spratling. All these people painted in Mexico and brought those ideas to New Orleans. Very important.
And Scott, what about you? Because you knew her so.
You know, for me, saving the paintings was a really big thing. It's wonderful having an art collection of that size. But it is a tribute to her for the influence that she had in my life. And it's also been really great to share this knowledge of what she's done with other people. So many people had no idea of the Arts and Crafts Club and some of the other organizations she was involved with. I think the book is perfect for art enthusiasts and for people who want to know a little bit about the New Orleans art culture.